Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, let's put our golf where our mouths are now.
It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After.
KPNTFM HD2.
National Anthem, master of the game.
This puts it in perspective, Mike.
Who wear that green coat on Sunday afternoon?
Oh, wow.
Who walk that 18th fairway?
Whose rendition is this?
Singing this tune.
About this.
Well, it's Watson, Baron Nelson, and Demerit, and Claire, and Sneed, and it's Amen's Corner, and it's Hogan's Perfect Sway.
Yeah, think about that.
It's Sarazen's Double Eagle at the 15th and 35, and the spirit of Clifford Roberts that keeps it alive.
So true. Ball's not yet in the air at Augusta National as the weather has delayed the start time for the festivities today. And at the earliest, we are seeing 9:30 Central Time.
The photo montage on the YouTube video, that Cliff guy is the oldest person I've ever seen in
Mr. Havocamp.
That looks like the oldest man that has ever lived on this planet. Great song, though. I don't know if you've heard the lyrics before, where the music had come from, but those are the lyrics.
I had not heard it before.
And you come away impressed.
I feel refreshed, and I feel ready for the Masters to begin in 2020.
Look at that screenshot of VJ.
VJ Singh made the video?
Yeah, that was 2000. Jose Maria putting a jacket on him.
What a wonderful moment it was. So 9:30 is when it's supposed to begin now because of the weather delay. Jack Nicklaus will be out there with Gary Player hitting their ceremonial
Watson
shots.
Watson doing that with him?
I think Watson does it.
And Tom Watson at 9:10 St. Louis time. Everything Central time around here. The Blues are still alive.
Really?
Anybody putting any stock in any chances of them getting the playoffs? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Jackson's shaking it off. Plowhawk's enjoying a Coke heavy.
They're not making the playoffs.
Definitely
making the playoffs.
For the record, VGK, this can happen. I don't know how in the hell it does, but they have lost three in a row, and the Blues are 3 points back. The issue is, number one, they're 3 points back and only have three games to play. Number two, the Golden Knights have four games to play. So the best the Blues can do is get to 95 points. That would, of course, mean going undefeated, and Vegas at that point can only pick up one win, or else the Blues would be on the outside looking in. Just on the off chance anybody's holding out hope. I mean, at this point, they're not going to really do anything draft pick-wise to improve, so I'd rather see them getting the playoffs. I wonder what Money Puck has that line at.
Earlier.
What do you got?
0.6%.
Yeah, I was thinking it's probably going to be in the one range.
Yeah, 0.6% for the Blue Note. That is the lowest that they can be right now. Everyone else below them is zero.
Zero.
So they're hanging in. They're making it interesting. You know, that's, I guess if you're the Blues, even having the slightest bit of chance is probably best case scenario for viewership and general interest.
Let's see. The Blues making the playoffs is about as likely as Licks being from the 63124. That's from the Warrison Woods Wacko.
There you have it.
63124. That's the do, is it not?
That's correct. I thought you were.
Didn't you grow up there?
Yeah, I'm 63132 Olivet. Never once lived in the Ladue city limits.
He tries to tell the people on 101 ESPN that, but they're not having it.
But you went to school at Ladue, right?
Right. But Ladue School District is a fairly sizable district, including Olivet, where I grew up.
Well, Olivet is nothing to sneeze at.
That's a lovely, lovely little burg, and I enjoyed living there.
I mean, it's no Warrison Woods.
Yeah, it's certainly no Frontenac.
Oh, we used to have some really good-looking girls that would come into Olivet Lanes when me, Bo, and Lipsitz was practicing.
Michael?
Bo?
Yeah.
Bo.
Hostler.
We'd practice like four days a week in Olivet, and these girls would come in bikini tops.
Yeah, for wow. Shembackler.
And cut off blue jean shorts just to watch Bo.
Why was he so watchable?
And Bo's a good-looking man.
There you have it. I assumed that. I just wanted to hear you say
it. The days before Instagram, where you go check out a hot guy at the bowling alley.
Hey, man, clip that off as well.
Bikini top, short jean shorts. Mm. That was the...
It was summer.
Uniform?
It was summer, see. There's no dress code at all event.
Got to be cold in there,
kind of the dazed and confused look. Mila Jovovich? Mia Jovovich. Mila? Man, Mia?
What a
nurse?
Movie.
God, I love that movie.
There were so many good-looking women in that movie.
Mila Jovovich?
Mm-hmm. That sounds right. Parker Posey.
A young Joey Lauren Adams.
She got naked a couple times.
Parker Posey, great call.
Mm-hmm. Finger cuffs.
Mm. Yes.
That movie can end and I can throw it on. You just hit rewind and start it over again. I love that movie.
Whatever happened to Jason Lee? He was so talented.
I don't know. Jackson, I feel like, well, Jackson owns and operates goodorbad.com, and I invested in it without ever seeing a monetization strategy. And it's because I'm so confident in his knowledge of Hollywood. Would you like to explain to Michael what's happened to Jason Lee?
Jennifer Jason Lee?
No. Jason Lee from, like, Dogma and from Chasing Amy.
And Almost Famous are two of the best.
Almost Famous, thank you.
Nicely done.
The lead singer.
I'm not really. I thought the conversation was going to turn to Jennifer Jason Lee.
Well, single white female. We all know how that ended.
Sure, yeah. Bridget Fonda, fun.
Fast Times.
He hasn't done much in the last decade.
So that's why we want Jackson, owner of goodorbad.com, to let us know what happened.
I'm unaware for much of his work.
Looking at his financials, I hacked into a bank account. Obviously, yeah. This is accurate. $20 million.
$20 million
for Jason Lee.
Let's see. The last thing he did, he's been in movies. Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Oh, that's not what you want. Alvin and the Chipmunks. Yeah.
Well,
things took a turn for Jason Lee.
He had an Amazon show. Cooked, and it starred Deora Baird.
Full circle.
Oh, our friend Deora Baird.
Correct.
I was trying to think, who's Deora Baird? What happened to her? You reached out to her. She said she wouldn't be coming on the show.
Yeah, that was another case of our wonderful listeners pointing people in the direction of different segments.
To sabotage us.
Correct. Mm. Shout out, Cassie.
Amen.
Guys, Liz is a proud Fox High School alumnus. That's from the Warrison Woods Wacko. Jason Lee was on some Earl show. Yeah, My Name is Earl.
Right. That was a big show.
It was.
It was very back in the days when network TV was must-see. No longer.
Those Hoosier shows always did well.
What's another Hoosier show that did well?
It's a big market.
What's the one with the...
Larry the Cable Guy?
Larry the Cable Guy. The guy... You might be a redneck if...
Oh, the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Foxworthy.
They're some all popular for some reason.
Man, the Jeff Foxworthy show slapped. I watched that a lot as a kid.
The Michael Porter Jr. show also slaps. He had Lana Rhodes on, Iggy. You got sideways with her at the Tushy booth in 2017? Was that 2017?
In person?
I think so. Are they dating it?
Michael Porter Jr. and Lana?
No.
No, but on the podcast, they talked about fetishes. Ladies and gentlemen, here is former Missouri basketball star and former friend of the show. Got sideways with Ken Strode at the Tushy booth, Lana Rhodes.
The intense fetishes because they can't, like, get off to normal things anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I've met guys who like being peed on, who buy cookies with poop in them off the internet and watch girls pooping.
And this happens in the NBA. Like, I hear wild stories about some of these dudes, but like you said...
Oh, trust me.
Be a straight man, but they've done so much stuff with so many pretty girls, and they have so much access to pretty girls that, you know, now they're over here messing with trannies, or now they're over here messing with dudes, and it's like, it's crazy to think about.
Somebody needs to reel him in, get a PR team going, and
maybe
shut down this podcast for a couple weeks.
Sure, the Nuggets are happy.
Was he a journalism major at Missouri?
No, his brother's kind of going.
Only the best and brightest.
His brother's kind of going through it at the moment. So
yeah, right. Even this interview doesn't highlight the fact that his brother is definitely stealing the
spotlight.
Jontay
Porter may be banned from the league. His brother at Missouri for gambling suspicion.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
As Adam Silver alluded to earlier this week. Sounds like a wonderful interview, but it did sound a little bit like kink shaming.
100%.
Sounds like you're not happy about that.
Sounds like the NBA is just rolling through dudes and trannies now, which is I never thought was going to be the case.
Michael Porter Jr. is an interesting character. I'll let people do some looking into some of his stuff. He's been podcasting for a while, and he has some interesting opinions, and everyone's entitled to said opinion.
But he may be referring to Dwight Howard as well, who had come.
There was allegations
there was that
of Dwight,
story,
Dwight
yeah,
Howard
I mean, yeah.
and plenty of other things.
High-quality stuff, pal! That's from the pig of the coal mines.
You
did not enjoy
good.
I thought that was a wonderful little anecdote.
Anytime Lana is out there talking about peeing on dudes, I'm gonna cut it. I have to cut it. I don't want to. I have to.
You have a responsibility to the
Now, where exactly, I just want to do it research-wise, how do you buy poop cookies?
Put that off.
Where's the market? Where's the website?
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be your neighborhood market.
How deep in your Google Chrome do you got to get to find, like, the poop cookie sales?
Why incognito mode.
Yeah, I was going to say you got to do private mode on that.
Why is human waste involved in sexual
activity? I keep it away from the bedroom.
For a girl that wants to just keeps trashing porn, she sure talks about it a lot.
She's trashing porn?
Well, Iggy and Lana are sideways. You have to understand Michael, so.
Well, she's not trashing anything. She's just curious about all the fetishes for the NBA players now.
Well, she was talking about fetishes that she's gone through. That
With
guys
NBA
wanted,
players.
That guys wanted.
What happened at the Tushy booth?
Well, she just ignored me.
She ignored you? Well, that doesn't mean you're sideways.
Didn't they hold your phone hostage as well? Like, you left your phone somewhere in
like
the bouncer?
Like at a stand-up comedy show? You got to put the phone in a bag?
No, I left my phone up in the Tushy booth, and I went back to get it, and the guy goes, you're not coming in here. I said, I was just in here. Yeah, but you're not coming back in here. I said, well, I need my phone. I said, it's sitting right there. I can see it. It's on the chair, arm in that chair. I don't know that chair's. I'm telling you it's mine. I said, why don't you go up there and click on the first picture you're going to see is me with Caden Cross and Vicky Chase.
How did he handle you talking to him like that?
Well, he wasn't happy because we tried to get in the first time, and he goes, you're not allowed in here. I said, I have an interview up there. Well, you're not getting in here. I said, watch. I said, within 30 seconds, I will walk right by you. And Caden said, no, he's with us. Come on in. I said, did I tell you?
You gave him the look.
Yeah, so
the doorman at the Tushy booth.
The bouncer.
Watch out for him.
Bouncer, so he wasn't happy with that comment.
He was a bouncer, would you say?
Security guard.
Was he wearing like a police outfit?
He's guarding the Tushy booth in Vegas. He's a bouncer.
Was he wearing that black shirt Dustin Johnson had at the Champions
League? No, short sleeve with his muscles bulging out.
Of course.
He didn't have an AAGA?
Tank top? Wife beater?
Guys, it's amazing. I think he's a badass in all of his stories. That's from Los Lonely Boys.
Oh, that's what happened. I wasn't a badass. I knew I was getting in there.
Glad Caden was there.
Guy in the West.
Well, she was the one that
said
the interview.
She has clout.
Yeah, she just says, yeah, let me go make sure we can go in this area here. And then we went to a couch, and I looked at him. I said, told you. Just walked right by him.
Lana did a scene with your girl, Dillian Harper, Iggy.
Yeah, it's a pretty hot scene, too.
Wow.
I wanted
Huckleberry
to get,
Finn with that text.
I wanted to get some...
So the anger only goes so far.
Right.
When scenes come out, everybody's in play.
Yeah, I was in here one Saturday editing some interviews that I did, and I wanted to bring that up and get a clip of it because there's no cussing in the beginning of it. There's supposed to be just got done with school, and Dillian came over to Lana's house, and the dialogue is so bad.
Well, Dillian, are we supposed to be doing homework? What is going on here? Oh, are we going to my bedroom?
What school did they go to? They're both 30, aren't they?
No. Bad acting is what
they're in their 20s, and they were supposed to be going to school.
Well, let's think through this. That would require us opening up some stag film on a Hubbard machine here. Right.
That's right. Why I didn't do it. But
pulling the audio. And then
I wouldn't say my job is fully secure with the skeleton complaint, so I don't want to roll.
Why are you pulling up porn when asked that? You would say, well, we're going to play the audio for the presentation.
We use it for the dialogue. Yeah.
I did it not on this computer, but I took the audio and sent it to myself and then opened up an email. And that clip we have of Dillian's going, are you getting turned on by this? That's from a video. It's not from her being on the show. That's from a video.
You understand that, Michael?
The answer would be yes. Sure, if you were
are you getting turned on by this?
Yes. Take a listen right there.
That's a video of her.
Is that Lana? Is that
No, that's Dillian.
One of the
friend of the show.
That was a scene where it's supposed to be a friend of her father's is taking modeling shots of her, and she's got a bikini on, and she looks over. Are you getting turned on by this?
As a matter of fact.
Then I went into sex.
It's all so hot. It's a good segue.
Just something to look into.
Look into Premier Construction Exteriors. They do roofing, siding, windows, concrete, and more. Veteran-owned and operated. A hands-on contractor. They don't subcontract all their work out to smaller companies and just tack on a profit on the end price. No. They can work with your insurance company on the claims for storm damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. They're building their brand, a small operation that wants the best, an honest solution, revitalizing your home. And right now, if you call 314-224-2543 to set up a free estimate, you get a $500 discount if you do business with Premier Construction Exteriors as a TMA listener. So make sure you let them know you are a TMA listener at Premier Construction Exteriors. Call Dan or Jay, 314-224-2543, and let them know you're a TMA listener. Get a $500 discount. They also have a Facebook page for Premier Construction Exteriors. It's Premier Construction Exteriors, new sponsor here on TMA. Also, a new sponsor that's just getting back in for the warm weather season, Ted Drews. How do you do?
That's where I bought my Christmas tree, too.
Is that right? St. Louis tradition since 1929. Ted Drew's Frozen Custard on Chippewa, open for its 95th season.
Wild.
How about that? They're going to be celebrating 100 years soon.
It was packed the other day, man. Packed.
I got to get there. I know they're having an event coming up at the end of April, and I will be in attendance for that, celebrating the 95th anniversary. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that's on April.
Did you go a lot in your childhood living down there?
Probably not as much as you would think because it's just like, oh, we take it for granted.
Right.
You know? But, yeah, I mean, if I grew up a mile from it, I'd be surprised. And now I probably go even more because when I have the kids, we take them there if we're in the neighborhood. Legendary quality at Ted Drew's, renowned for its high-quality frozen custard made with only the finest ingredients. Whether it's a hot summer day or a chilly evening, Ted Drew's frozen custard is the perfect treat for any occasion. It's a refreshing way to cool off in the summer and a comforting indulgence during the colder months. And it's more than a dessert destination. It's a St. Louis institution, a place where generations of families have gathered to create memories and share in the joy of Ted's delicious frozen custard. Whether it be the Cardinal Sin, the Tiramisu, the Caramel Apple Sundae, or the Dutchman, Ted Drew's Frozen Custard. It really is good, guys and gals. Ted Drew's at 6726 Chippewa, and then the gift shop is right across the street online at teddrews.com, and they have the 95th anniversary celebration coming up 2 weeks from today, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Chippewa location. 95-cent cones in honor of 95 years in business. Local food will be there, including the great people at Donut Drive-In. Old Vienna Chips, Gus's Pretzels, and Steve's Hot Dogs. Family-friendly activities, including face painting, Fred Bird, and much more on the 25th of April, celebrating 95 years in business for Ted Drew's Frozen Custard. Send your emails in. The Design, Air, Heating, and Cooling email today is going to come your way at about
9:45, Jackson and I will go down the hallway and deal with an unfortunate situation from 10 to 11 where they will not be happy with the Cardinal loss yesterday in Victor Scott's defense. Victor Scott, unfortunately, with some plays yesterday that cost the Cardinals dearly, and they come up short and lose the series to the Phillies, despite Lance Lynn having a pretty good start.
That was the one you could have had. That was that's one you look back on, you're like, when you look at Victor Scott's error, just not coming up clutch.
Two errors, wasn't it? Wasn't there two plays that?
Certainly, the first inning he had one that cost a run, an unearned run for Lance Lynn. I don't remember if he got another one, but it was not great. Nolan Arenado got an RBI, but on a really weak contact hit, and that's the most concerning thing to me is that he's just not hitting the ball hard at all.
He is at 245 with a slugging percentage of
Goldschmidt's been like 183.
And just across the board, the offense is not there. Now, in fairness, they did face Wheeler and Nola to wrap up that series. They'll get Zach Gallen on Sunday in the desert, so it's not like it's going to be easy there. But a day off today before playing the Diamondbacks has a very tough start to the schedule. The Cardinals are 6-7. Making their way out to Arizona for a series starting tomorrow. There you go. Jackson Holliday, Matt Holliday's son, made his debut last night.
Who's he with?
He's Baltimore. With the Orioles. The Orioles just stockpile, like everybody in their lineup is a homegrown draft pick minus Ryan O'Hearn. It's unbelievable what they have going on. And that thing is a situation. And he got to drive in a run last night in his debut. Remember seeing him at Busch Stadium as a kid. It's so weird. And my understanding is his younger brother might be even better than him.
He said he's already about the same talent level. Ethan.
Yes, Ethan. Yeah.
What a mentor for hitting that they have.
Have you seen their compound?
Can that guy hit? Yeah, I have seen it.
Yeah, he was tearing it up at AAA. Like, it was.
They couldn't keep it going any longer.
Yeah, it was obvious that they needed to bring him up. He was tearing, right? He was, like, hitting 333 with a couple bombs, a bunch of RBIs. He looks a lot like his dad. Like, you look at him, you definitely see the result. He's got the long hair, but
not quite as big, is he?
No, he's a little bit smaller, but he is. He's definitely got it in the face.
Jackson didn't seem overly, not you, Holliday, overly excited to be called up. They did a video. Now, whether this thing is staged or not, I don't know.
I don't think it's staged. I think he's just like a grown adult at 18 or 19. He's grown up with adult ball players. He probably expected it, but he doesn't seem to be the emotional type of guy or wearing emotions on his sleeve, at least from the little bits and pieces. You see videos of him showcasing his house and the facility, and he just seems very humble and down-to-earth and well beyond his age.
Yeah, I didn't understand his manager, though, saying, now you've played all year with a chip on your shoulder. Well, they've only had like 10 games.
Well, let's take a listen. Why does he have the audio?
Oh, we do have the audio? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jax, what's up, bro? What's up? First, I just want to commend you for how you've gone about your business down here, dude. Like, that's not easy to do. You kind of carry yourself with a chip on your shoulder. And I think these guys, they notice it. They feed off of it. Mm-hmm. All right, so keep doing what you're doing. All right, it's just a matter of time. Mm-hmm. Just a matter of time. Has your dad been in town? They haven't come in? Shit. All right.
My brothers are in the middle of his season.
He's in his season?
Yeah.
Okay. He's probably a great resource for you, right? I'm sure that you guys are tight. Yeah. He's giving you good advice. Mm-hmm. And all those times that you've been in the locker rooms and stuff, you know how this goes.
Yeah.
Okay. So for tomorrow, trying to get guys out early. Yeah. First, tonight, I want you to call your dad. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk to him, and I want you to thank him for all the times that he's allowed you to come into the clubhouse, be on his pass list, you know, let you hit with the big boys. That's pretty special, and it plays into a lot of what you're about. The second thing I want you to tell him is that now it's time for him to ask permission to be on Jackson Holliday's pass list because you're going to the big leagues.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
I'm fired up.
I appreciate it.
I'm fired up. You've been exceptional down here. Your brother will be 20 years old.
I appreciate it.
To handle all this stuff,
that's
dude.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Call your dad.
I will.
Michael, there's the audio of Jackson Holliday.
I think he knew before he went in.
Yeah,
there.
I think these call-up videos are so common now that especially someone like him with a very famous baseball dad and being as good as he is, you'd have to expect that when you get called up, there's going to be video of it.
Was that the minor league manager, the AAA manager?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I think. I don't think
he knew.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like you bring him in for a random thing The camera's obviously hidden, but I think he knows that whenever I get called up, there'll be video.
Yeah, the script wasn't very good by the manager.
I don't know. I disagree. I thought it was.
Call your dad and thank him for the passes, and you know he brought you on the field. You need to call your dad. Who are you to tell me to call my dad?
Well, he is.
Seems like you're looking to pick a fight there.
He is
don't
the manager.
Call your dad.
Well, I mean, you think he knows? I'm sure he knows to call his dad. You don't need a manager to say go call your dad and tell him thank you.
Michael, we do not like the video.
Hey, I like it. I just think he just doesn't get all that excited.
He's expecting it. He's also probably like, hey, you guys kind of messed around with my service time.
He's probably annoyed that he wasn't there two weeks ago.
Yeah, so he had to screw around down in the minor league. He also has expected this. I mean, he was picked top, you know, pick, so he knew that this day was coming.
I mean, wasn't he picked this year?
No. Last year.
The thing is that these videos have more impact. There was a guy with the Pirates last year who I think was in his 30s, which for Major League Baseball, if you're still in your 30s and haven't played at the Major League level, holy crap, I mean, you're grinding. That's when I think those things have more impact.
And they were around all the teammates pregame.
Absolutely.
And so that you're not really expecting to be called up. Pre-game speech with all the players around. I thought that
was
cool.
I feel like the first one was Bobby Witt Jr. with the Royals. That's one I remember early being like, okay, so this is what they're going to be doing now with most call-ups.
What was Jackson Holliday batting in AAA?
Like 333 through 10 games with like 9 ribbies.
And the game before that, their team won like 26-4 or something. Just insane. Their team is loaded because all their prospects aren't still up there. So their AAA team is absolutely stacked. Good for that team. I mean, you have to be terrible for 2 decades. So I guess, do you really want to take that long to rebuild? But their last 8 draft picks they hit on every single one of them. Because there was a little bit of a story on Twitter from I think an Oriole beat writer, kind of broke down each year drafted where they are now, what ranking the prospect, and they hit on every one of them. And that's what you need. That in Houston did the same thing.
Yeah,
terrible for 10 years, but.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, if you're injured in a car accident, you need an attorney. You need the best one you can find. If any of my family or friends are ever injured in an accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and C.D. Longo at Longo Biggs Injury Law. For nearly 10 years, Doug Biggs and C.D. Longo have been recognized as the top 40 under 40 personal injury lawyers by Super Lawyers, the National Academy of Personal Injury Attorneys, and the National Trial Lawyers Association. They are not the churn and burn type of law firm. With Doug and C.D., you won't be just another file lost in the shuffle. If you have questions about your case, you'll talk to Doug or CD personally, and they will handle every aspect of your case the entire way. They'll get to know you, and you will get to know them. Doug and CD are local, friendly, professional, and most importantly, excellent personal injury lawyers, and they're listeners of the show. It's Longo Biggs. They're online at LONGOBIGGS.com. Longo Biggs. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. Send your emails in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. That comes your way at 9:45 here on the program. Current standings as we are now on April 11th. Shooter McGavin has 2, but this thing's up for grabs. Buck Swope, JV golf coach, lefty Jack Smear, Bobby Sue, and Kevin Miller, all with 1 win apiece as we head down the stretch towards the middle portion of the month of April. Jackson and I will have the Thursday Throwdown. Do you want to tell the audience what they can expect in the Thursday Throwdown on Balloon Party?
Oh, we'll be talking about a little bit Cardinal baseball, Talking a little blue note hockey.
Wow, this is the kind of stuff.
Not much, but a little blue note hockey. Talk about some athlete mindset questions, a little bit more bigger picture.
Oh, now you've engaged me.
A little athlete mindset.
I mean, I'm over here, I'm just kind of going,
perhaps some formal dress discussion.
Yeah. Well, I would say that.
I mean, the audience is going to see us dialed up like
that's
this.
That's right. Yeah, we can talk about like half wins or nots and stuff like that. But I would say a little bit.
I would imagine it's very rare for the 26-year-old to be wearing a tie in 2024.
I haven't tied a tie in probably about 3 or 4 years.
Oh, so that's a clip-on.
No. I was impressed that I still remembered how to tie the old half Windsor. Full Windsor, you need to, like, bench, like, 250 pounds.
Is that right?
To full Windsor. It's a big knot, you know, with a pencil neck like me. I'm not going to be wearing a big knot like that. Half Windsor all day. This is classic look. What do you say about single malt scotch, Tim? It's not because it's trendy. It's because it works.
That's exactly right.
This is what I got.
But what I'm saying is the 26-year-old, I don't think, wears ties. Most 26-year-olds.
Definitely not to work. Yeah. Even if they wear, like, more formal stuff to work, it's at most days it's probably like a golf polo and pants.
So when you guys are going to Brio or Napoli to pick up a divorcee.
Right. Days end and why.
Can we talk about Napoli for a moment?
Of course.
Is that where... I haven't been out in this town in forever.
Yeah.
Is that where everybody goes still?
Not me.
Not you?
Not me, no, or anyone I know.
I think it's probably trending a little older than Jackson's particular age demographic at the moment.
Mid to upper 30s is probably like in Napoli. South City, Dogtown bars are more my age group.
He's a man of the people, is a Ledoux guy.
That's right, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Bar is where I hang. No ties there, I can tell you that much. But yeah, most 26-year-olds, even if they're working really... like big boy jobs.
Sweet, sweet Kai is one of Jackson's buddies, and he roomed in Scottsdale with him, and he just texted in, ties are out of style, jacket and button down strictly.
Yeah.
That's some sweet, sweet Kai.
Yeah.
But yet today, you're kind of kicking it old school with the tie. A red tie, no less.
Yeah, that's right, Cardinal baseball. This shirt, real low on the last button, before you go all the way up, so it was showing off a lot of the chest.
Your boy chest.
He could see the jewelry, and that's not my look. Like, Tim is wearing a shirt that's better, it's more conducive for the look, so I thought, you know, I'll throw a tie on.
Like, do you go with dress shoes, or is this like you're wearing Jordans?
Shoes.
Cole Haan's.
Okay.
Look at those socks, Michael.
What's going on with the sock game?
You immediately notice the socks. I don't know if you can see them on YouTube.
Ted Lasso socks.
Yeah,
outstanding. Roy Kent's
Iggy
phenomenal.
Just shook his head on that one. What's like Wainwright in 2006 at Shea Stadium.
What's the beef?
I've never seen Ted Lasso, so I can't really say there.
Oh, Iggy,
well, you
need
to. Head.
I have Apple TV now.
You should watch it.
Get involved.
It'll breathe some positivity into your life.
Yeah, I mean, there's already so much.
I don't even remember why I downloaded it. Something was
it's
on
a good show.
No, there was something on I wanted to watch, and I don't think I would download it for the Cardinal game.
Did Sweet Kai go to Mizzou with you?
Yes, and will do.
Okay.
Yeah. So and he now resides in Cape Cod.
He does.
What?
His girlfriend's a travel nurse.
Is that Cape Girardeau or Cape Cod?
Oh, Cape Cod.
Yeah. Actually, Cape Cod.
The less nice one.
The travel nurse is interesting to me.
Yeah, they've been all around.
Right. They're constantly on the move. They don't stay in the same place very long. I like that.
They were in West Virginia, then Baltimore, then like right outside of Boston, Manchester, New Hampshire, and now they're in Cape Cod.
Yeah, when I think of you and, you know, your affinity for Missouri basketball and just Mizzou in general.
Fight Tiger.
This is what we were hoping was going to happen, you know, with Tony, who's now coaching at Tennessee, right? Like, he went to Mizzou. He was very pro-Mizzou, coached at Mizzou. And we were hoping he was going to get the job at Mizzou, right? And we would continue the wonderful times that we had in Columbia. You know, I didn't go there, but I visited there a lot. I worked for the baseball team as well. But and then when that didn't happen, it was very – God, it's still tough to deal with because we were hoping that we were going to have that.
Yeah.
Because he was really a guy that was more pro-Mizzou than anybody else you'd ever see.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes. He was – I mean,
Tony Vitale, the coach of Tennessee, or manager of Tennessee.
He loved going there. Yeah, he loved going to Mizzou. He was very engaged in the entire campus. And then when that didn't happen, man, it was tough. Because when I hear you tell your stories about Sweet Kai and – going to basketball games and all that, like, I think that was us, but a little bit older.
Yeah.
And it was difficult to deal with when he didn't get that job.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, true son, a real true son.
Yeah, I mean, it really would have been great for the school to have. I still don't understand how they didn't notice it. I just don't get that.
Well, they've had some missteps with hires in the
list. For sure.
Yeah, it seems to be a pattern.
I love this Wellington. He's like Ken, if he were interesting and self-aware and not a pervert. That's from Arbor Day.
Not a pervert?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you strike me as more of a classic...
I'm certainly not into human waste going along with my sexual activity, I can tell you that.
Well, either am I.
I didn't say that you did.
That was more of a Lana Michael Porter conversation.
Yes, Lana.
Have you run into, because I think it's fair to say, unless there's somebody on the dais who's surprising me, you have interacted with more ladies over the last 365 days than everybody probably combined on the show, actually. Do you get some surprising requests as you travel the country and use the apps and run into some attractive... Especially the divorcees. I think that might be a little freed up. You know, it's like, okay, I'm not going to win the tournament. It's Sunday early tea time. I'll get some work in. That kind of mindset.
There's been nothing that's been out of the ordinary as far as requests go.
Yeah.
I will say you will see some things on the app that are disturbing.
Can you give me an idea?
Sure. I mean, you may look at the app and you're going along and you see some pictures that might get your attention. And then all of a sudden, it says trans woman or trans person or whatever. Sure. Which, you know, good for you if that's your thing.
But you like, you doff your cap and then you move.
Yeah, I moved to the next.
At least they're telling you. You'd hate to.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just saying it's
down, there's a ween.
It's kind of a it's a shock to the system. You know, because it's not all that often, but it happens here and there. But yeah, no requests of like,
are there kinks on the app?
Urination.
Does it say, hey, I'm into.
There are some like that.
Is
like,
that right?
One of the interesting ones I'll see is like, if a woman is in either a marriage or a full scale relationship, she will say on the app, like, I'm in this. You know, what do you call that? There's like a term for it when you're an open relationship, right?
Polyamory.
Like, yeah, like my husband knows I'm on here.
Are you suspicious that probably don't want to get involved with that?
No, I don't. I've never, ever once gotten involved with married women.
Well, Iggy and you differ on that as well.
Well, I've seen the movie Unfaithful, and it scared me to death.
Richard Gere,
Sideways.
Oliver Martinez.
Sideways as well.
Yeah.
Tough moment. Emu Farm.
What movie?
Exactly.
Sideways.
Yeah,
with
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, Thomas Hayden Church had to run through an emu farm.
Exactly.
After a gentleman came home.
That's the first time I ever saw swingers was on an app back in my day.
There were apps?
Well, it wasn't an app.
What about at Hedo? Didn't you see them at Hedo?
It was a phone. There were no apps back in my day. There was no internet back in my day. It was on a phone call called telepersonals.
A phone call?
You ever use telepersonals?
Like you listen to a recording?
Well, yeah, the girl would... List like, hi, I'm Sue, I'm 24, and this, you know, and if you liked it, the guys could leave messages 2 hours a day, like it was happy hour for guys.
Girls certainly sounds like it.
Girls didn't have to pay. If you wanted to get on there all the time, guys had to pay. But from like 4 to 6 or 5 to 7, whatever it was, guys could get on for free and listen to messages. And I just leave phone numbers, you know, click 1. You sound interesting if you want to give me a call, and I just leave my phone number.
And there would they return the call?
Well, there was a girl who said she was, her and her husband are just into having fun, and she lived like 2 blocks from me. At the time, I was living on Utah in a 2-family flat. I'd just gotten back from Bermuda. I'm living in this flat, and I said, God, she's like 2 blocks from me. She's over there in Wyoming. So I kept leaving messages for her. Never called me. So that was one Saturday night.
Just went over there, didn't you?
She called. Oh. And she said, I'll just tell you. She goes, I know a lot of people lie on this. She goes, you come to the door, you knock, I'll answer in a robe, I'll open my robe. If you like what you see, you can come in.
Whoa.
So I went over there and knocked on the door, and she had nice jet black hair, opened the robe. I said, yeah, I'm coming in. And her husband was there, too, and she said they were having fun.
Oh, okay.
And he's another guy that just watched, first time I ever watched.
Oh.
He had that Blues game on.
Is that right? How were they doing?
I don't know.
The power play.
Vinny Riendo, I think, was in net that night. Poured
a glass of wine. We were drinking wine. He's talking about the Blues, and all of a sudden, she just got on her knees.
Oh, yep, amigo.
And he just sat there.
And then, so did he focus on Riendo, or did he focus on the
table? No, he was watching.
And this is in, like, the TV area?
Himself? Yeah, it was in the living room.
Okay.
Was he pleasuring himself?
I don't think so. I think he kept his clothes on, actually.
Huh.
Because he thought there was going to be more. But
what
then,
happened?
Well, he was disappointed with your size?
No, but I mean, it didn't take me long because she's very excited. She's very attractive. And I said, I was thinking, I just got to get out of here. So she got done with me. And then I said, well, it's been nice. Maybe I'll do it again. She goes, wait a minute, where are you going? I said, I'm finished.
She wanted some reciprocation.
Yeah, I just kind of left.
Well, what a treat for the family.
He wasn't happy. He said, this is BS.
So he wasn't happy, so he was...
He thought there would be... I would reciprocate with her, and I was done. I said, I got to go.
Generosity personified now, over
and
here.
And it's sad, because I usually am very... I really like taking care of the women.
Oh, you're a man for others.
Yes, I'm a giving lover.
AMDG.
I'm a giving lover. That night, I wasn't. That night, I just wanted to... I'm done. See him.
So hold on a second. I got a couple questions.
I drove two blocks to my house, and it's back in my house.
You drove?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's two blocks away.
I wasn't sure what it was.
She unveils the goods, per se, at the front door. You walk in, you go immediately in the TV area.
Living room.
Blue's on the tube. You're sitting on a chair. She's servicing you. He's just watching.
I was on the couch. I think he was in the love seat, something like that.
Okay. And then you finish and just total alpha move. Hey, I'm out. See ya.
Yeah.
Wow. And you never went back?
Well, they weren't going to have me back after that performance.
Wow. Important to note that there is nothing about sleeping with another guy's wife while he watches a Blues game that is in the least bit Hoosier. Thank you. That's from Arbor Day.
Well, I didn't sleep with his wife.
Some people consider oral that. Kind of got into the Ken Starr, Bill Clinton hearing.
Yeah, it would be cheating if he didn't know about it.
Well, but he was watching, so it was allowed.
Yeah, there was no...
That's where we get the definition of cock. Exactly. Yeah, no, it always goes back.
Should I put the hat on?
No, there was no... No, if I would have berated him what was going on. Sit over there, you loser.
Well, what was that a thing? Like, sometimes these people will request to be berated?
Oh, wow, you're opening up Pandora's box of cuckoldry.
I've never had that request, but that is, me and Plowsy call, well, at least I call it the porn cuck. Porn cuck.
Please elaborate.
Well, there's porn movies out there where the wife is having sex with another man and the husband's sitting over in the corner. And she goes, see what, this is a real man, not a loser like you. Then the guy will chime in, you're a loser.
So that's, the guy who's being serviced,
he's getting cucked,
makes fun of the husband.
Yeah.
Wow. Verbally.
That's cucking the husband. Yeah.
Wow, I mean, you're talking about...
I wasn't familiar with that part.
It's a really unfortunate set of circumstances, and Iggy has not participated in that.
No, I haven't. I haven't berated anybody.
You still want to make fun of anybody?
No. Well, one guy, he thought it was at Hito. I told him, he was, move a little left, go this way. I said, easy, Spielberg.
Yep.
He didn't like that.
He's a director.
I scolded him. I didn't berate him.
Great director.
So you never went back over to Wyoming?
No.
I think you messed up. I think you've had another opportunity there.
No, they weren't happy with me.
Did they?
Is this story really being rehashed again? Really? That's from Brian Henschen.
Well, listen,
he told us again?
He covers the Colts.
Yeah, well, listen.
Indeed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't...
That's all right. Wellington has never heard it before, so you all can just sit there and...
See, there's things I miss.
Do what you do when I tell these stories.
Wow.
Use it. I don't care.
The gentlemen from the Illinois Recovery Center are here, and we want to make sure we get them in. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour, which includes your design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day. This is TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.